Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The fourth divide of the money hour, the Rob Brown Show goes now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's the fan upstate Rob, the great Milonzo, and you.
How come you haven't hit the wall yet? I mean, I've hit that wall a couple times. You're just used to not getting any sleep. Oh, okay. That might help.
It's my third. This is the third white monster that we're on today.
That laughter is disturbing.
I don't know what to tell you. Hey, let's talk college football here for just a few minutes. The Alabama Crimson Tide for the
Roll Daggum Tide.
Sixth time in the seven times that they have played Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs have defeated the Georgia Bulldogs. This one, perhaps the most electrifying so far. That one wasn't my best, was it? The most electrifying. So far,
I'm still. Why is Ohio State getting? They were two, then they dropped them to three, and they've been stuck at three, and everybody just keeps jumping them, and all they do is win and win by a pretty big margin. But no, they're just three.
I'm sorry to do it. Because
you're wrong before you even do it. You're just wrong. You're just absolutely wrong. Ohio State deserves to be number one right now, from the beginning until the end. If they don't lose, they should be number one.
Yeah, but Alabama ain't lost either, and they just beat a top five team. You've played Akron, Western Michigan, Marshall, and Michigan State.
Exactly.
You play not the people, exactly
you play
a murderer's
the people in front of you.
I don't disagree, but let's not pretend you shouldn't be punished or rewarded to some degree.
Yeah, but why did they drop when they didn't lose?
You are the top ranked, you're the third ranked undefeated team in America. There's 12 that get in, you're going to win the Big Ten. What else do you want? Like, being number one is irrelevant as long as you win the Big Ten.
You're right. I mean,
and if you don't win the Big Ten still, by your own logic, doesn't matter anymore.
Well, you still get a bye right now, right?
If you win the Big Ten.
If you continue at number three, you would still get the bye.
If you win the Big Ten, you're getting a bye. I don't care if you're 7, 10, doesn't matter.
Okay,
if you win the Big
Ten
with the new format,
if
you win the Big Ten, you catch the bye. If you're one of the top conference champions, which a Big Ten champ will be. So, yeah, you're going to get a bye. So I want to talk about something else, and I'm going to connect this to it. It is irrelevant outside of pride, right? Outside of having a pride in that number that's next to your name, it is irrelevant for you. Win the Big Ten, you're catching a bye.
As someone who's wearing a shirt today that just happens to say Ohio State on the Ohio State, it bothers me.
I mean, I get it, but also, again, I do think you have to recognize – you ain't played nobody, Paul.
All right, well, start them at three.
Now,
don't start them at two, and then number one loses, and they move. It's just, it doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
But
and it makes sense
again,
in that.
These polls don't really matter until the CFP comes
also
out.
Also true. I'll tell you what matters. Texas went to Michigan and beat Michigan 31-12. They also knocked off, granted, a bad Mississippi State team, but an SEC opponent, Mississippi
and
State.
And they did it with a backup quarterback.
They absolutely did. Alabama just knocked off the number two team in the country. If you switched and put Georgia where Michigan State was and Michigan State where Georgia was, and you guys beat Georgia and Bama beat Michigan State, you'd be number one. That's not a question mark. That's a statement. That's a guarantee. But you did. You are correct. You play who you play, you beat who you play, and you're going to be there. But again, none of this matters. Win the Big Ten, you're catching a bye. That's literally all that matters. Now, what I want to transition this to is a conversation that was taking place Saturday evening. Rob Brown was sitting in a darkened house with no power, as if it was 1942, listening to this game on the radio. Alabama, Georgia. And I will say this, damn entertaining football contest. Alabama doing their best to try to get Atlanta out of the seat of the most hilarious loss ever when they were up 28-0 at halftime. 3 points better than the legendary 28-3 Super Bowl that Atlanta had a lead by 25 and then lost the football game. They allowed Georgia to come all the way back and take a lead. And then the Alabama Crimson Tide did something absolutely freaking ridiculous. I am going to say very simply that if I tried to do the things that 17-year-old Ryan Williams was doing with the football on Saturday night, every tendon and ligament in my body would evaporate. They would not rip, tear, shred.
He's only 17. Yeah, when I was 17, I could do some amazing things.
Couldn't do that.
No, I could not. No, but I could still do some things.
You know who else couldn't do that? Every 17-year-old.
I was going to say an 18-year-old probably could do that, or a 19-year-old.
There is no. They're
making a big deal about his age. I think it's a narrative that a bunch of people have jumped on. Good for him. But so what? He's 17. When I went to college, I was 17.
I mean, that's great.
You're right. Not as athletic as him, but still.
Were you at 17 putting yourself in the front seat of the Heisman caliber contest? No, you
weren't. If I'd have been given a chance, Rob.
I just needed a chance. I could have thrown the football over them mountains. No, you weren't doing what Ryan Williams does. No 18, 19, or 20-year-old in college football right now is doing what Ryan Williams is doing. There's not a receiver that has stood out like Ryan Williams has stood out. The kid's special. There ain't no doubt about it. The kid is special. He's done special things. I tore an ACL watching him put the jukes, the spins, the stutters, the stops, the starts, the shakes, the bakes, the razzles, and the dazzles on that Ryan Williams put on against Georgia on Saturday night. It was spectacular. But as I was perusing social media with the very limited cell phone service that I was able to muster on Saturday evening, what I saw a whole bunch, I can do this, I promise. What I saw a whole lot of was people going, I was told that with the 12-team playoff, these games didn't matter. This one sure like, yeah, no, let's clear something up very rapidly, if you don't mind. That game didn't matter, okay? But there's a difference between the game don't matter and it doesn't matter, right? Here's the difference. Does that game matter? Right now, it doesn't look like it. Ole Miss ain't what everybody said. Yeah, just like Rob Brown said they weren't going to be. Ole Miss ain't what everybody said they were going to be. They're fine. They're good. They're going to win a bunch more games. But they're not Georgia. They're not Alabama. LSU, okay. Like, sure. Good win over South Carolina. They're okay. You lost to USC. It's a good USC team. But, like, you're okay. You're all right. You're fine, right? It's Georgia and Alabama, and then there's everybody else. That just is what it is. In the SEC, let me clarify that. In the SEC, there's UGA, there's Bama, and then there's just everybody else in the Southeastern Conference. All right, you're gonna want to put Texas in there, and that's fine. We'll see if Texas maybe jumps in there. But I'll tell you right now,
you just remember that they were in the SEC.
I did. It took me a second. But no, I also
my pick to win the SEC.
I also think Texas is fine, but I think Texas defensively has got a couple of liabilities, and I think Georgia can run it up against them, and I think Ryan Williams can do special things against the Texas. I think Alabama, Texas, I'm betting the hell out of the over if they play. Okay, now with all of that being said, I think Alabama and Georgia are repeating this game back. The only way they don't is if somebody snags Texas, and that's certainly a possibility, right? I'm looking up and down the Texas Longhorn schedule as it stands right now. They've got Oklahoma, they've got Georgia, who can remedy that situation. If Georgia beats Texas, they're definitely going. They got A&M waiting for them in the very last game of the year. I think you're getting a repeat of Georgia and Alabama, because I do want to say this. I think that was a one-off performance from Georgia. I think that is going to be the worst performance. I don't think Georgia's as good this year as Georgia was last year. I still think Georgia has one of the best defenses in all of college football. I think they ran up against a Kalen DeBoer team that was just in fuego. I think Georgia had the worst game they'll have all season, and I think Alabama had the best game they'll have all season. All right? This will be real clear. Now, this game only matters if Georgia can't beat Texas. And then it will matter, because then this game will have cost Georgia the opportunity to compete for a Southeastern championship. It would have cost Georgia the opportunity to get a first-round bye. But if Georgia beats Texas, then this game technically doesn't matter, because they'll play again for the SEC title, and then that game will matter, because that game will determine who gets the first-round bye and who's hosting a game in the first round. But for those of us that were pro playoff expansion, and I absolutely was one of them, does this game suddenly not matter? No, it still matters. It still matters because, as we mentioned a moment ago, it matters because it may have kept Georgia out of the SEC championship game and therefore out of the lottery to get a first round bye. But even if Georgia beats Texas and they play again, you know why it matters? It matters because it mattered. Did you see what that stadium looked like on Saturday night? I mean, I didn't. But did you see what that stadium looked like?
I did.
I saw in social media clips after the game.
I got my iPad to work sporadically.
Nice. I didn't. Did you see what that game looked like? It was incredible. Did you see the barbs that were being flung back and forth between Georgia fans and Bama fans on Saturday night? That game matters. College football matters. Even the games that don't matter, matter. Even the games between two teams that are fighting for mediocrity still matter. They matter because the things that we love about football, that's what we go for. You know, the games like that only don't matter if the only thing that matters to you is a natty. If nothing else matters but a natty, then no, that game probably doesn't matter as much to you, right? But if pride in your school matters, if pride in your fandom matters, pride in your community matters, whatever pride in your family's history matters, whatever the reason that makes you love college football. Because we all want to win national championships for sure. But Lonzo, quick question. If the Buckeyes, hypothetically, and they won't, but let's say they lose the next three in a row and they're just out, do you suddenly stop watching Buckeye football?
No.
No, of course not. Because that's not why we watch football.
It'd be harder to find on TV, but I mean, yeah. I do have extra channels and things. So, yeah.
Because even if you say about your team, you still love it.
So you know how many times in my life I've ever seen the scenario that you just pointed out? It's only been a couple.
Yeah. But even when that does happen, that's not why you love college. You don't love college football only because of the national championships. You love college football because all the things that football team take into the field in the scarlet and the gray, well, or the purple and the white, or the garnet and the black, or the orange and the blue, or whatever.
Back in the day, we had to deal with the BCS. So when you had to deal with the BCS and the computers were deciding who was playing for a national championship, you just rooted for your team. Now teams have an even bigger shot of getting in and doing something thanks to the expansion of the playoffs.
I don't disagree. But even if you're on one of those teams, you're an Auburn fan, you're 0-2 in the SEC, you're not winning that thing. Mississippi State, 0-2 in the SEC, 1-4 overall, you're not winning that thing. But I'm going to go ahead and promise you, in Stark Vegas, Mississippi, the next time the Mighty Bulldogs take to the field, the Mississippi State fans are going to be out there with their clang-a-clang-a-clang-a-clang-a-clang-a-clang-a-clang-a-cowbells hooting and hollering for the Bulldogs, because what we love about college football isn't just, do we love winning natties? You're damn right we do. But that's not the only reason we love college football. We love the history and the pageantry and the pride and the tradition, and all these things are good things. And I know a lot of you think that because I've said in years gone by that none of those things in the grand scheme of things matter, because to the people that make the decisions, to the suits, to the power players, they don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about your history, your tradition, or your pageantry, or your fandom, or any of that. They don't care about that. You know what they care about? How do we get the most dollar bills, y'all, in the coffers? That's it. That's it. As I say all the time, as Lonzo says all the time, as we say all the time, collectively and say so correctly, you want to know how and why a decision got made? It's a real simple process. Follow the dollar bills, y'all. And you'll find out. But we ain't the suits, right? I don't know. Well, I do. Lonzo does. When specific teams in college football are good, yeah, Zoe and I make more money. But 90% of fans, the 99% of fans don't. If you're a South Carolina fan and South Carolina makes an unprecedented run to an SEC title this year, none of y'all are making more money. Hell, if anything, that's going to cost you more money because you're going to have some T-shirts and some hats and some tickets to buy. I'll make more money. But I'm rare in that regard. That's not what they care about. Never has been. They care about the money. You don't. You care about what that school represents, what that logo on your shirt represents. You care about what it says about you when you go out of town and you wear a Gamecock shirt or a Tiger shirt wherever you're going. That's what you care about. So does the game matter? Yeah, probably not as much as it used to, right? Like in days gone by, that could have very well been a season-ending loss for the Georgia Bulldogs. That was it. You're out of the natty hunt. Not so much anymore. So it doesn't matter as much in the scope of college football and the hunt for a natty. But it damn sure meant everything to the 77,000 strong inside of Bryant-Denny Stadium and Nick Saban Field on Saturday night. And it meant everything to the Bama fans who woke up the next day and popped on social media and started firing off reckless driving jokes at Georgia fans. Meant the world to them. And I promise you, there's a bunch of Georgia fans who woke up Sunday morning still in a real bad mood. It mattered to them. Stop looking at it.
Where are our Georgia people?
Yeah, they're quiet today.
Yeah, they're real not. Quiet today. I think they're still there, maybe.
I mean, they are. They'll be back. Because, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say Georgia ain't losing another game. There's only one more they could lose, which is Texas. But they ain't losing another game. That was a one-off performance.
Even,
that is the worst.
The SEC championship game? They're not losing.
I mean, outside, okay, regular season game.
Okay, all right.
They ain't losing another regular season game. But again, my argument has been forever. Just because I say over here that when the decision makers are making the decisions, they don't care about it. They don't care about the history and the tradition and the pageantry and the fandom. They care about one thing, and that's making more money. That's not how I feel for you guys, for us collectively as fans. Those are the things that make us love college football. If it wasn't for those things, we wouldn't be college football fans. This is why I've said for years, you may be a fan of a player that plays for your school. You are not a fan of players until they are done at your school, right? And that's always been the case. Always. It's just that now they can leave. Base your fandom on the things that make you proud to be a fan of your school, of your team, of your program, whoever it might be, all right? Base your fandom on that. Because if you base your fandom on the pride you have in the script A or the block G or the tiger paw or the gamecock or Seminole Spear, but ain't nobody proud of that right now. If you base your pride on what makes you proud to be a fan of that school, then every game matters. And every Saturday matters. Win, lose, or draw, whether you're in the hunt for a natty or a conference title or not. Base it on that. So for the folks who were all up in arms, oh, I was told this game don't matter. No. That's not what we said. What we said was, in the landscape of the quest for a natty, yeah, it matters less. Georgia's path to the playoffs, if not the bye, is still set in just about stone. They're going to the playoffs. Because I don't think they're losing another regular season game. But if they do, it's just the one to Texas. They're 10-2, and they're getting in as like the 11 or 12. But that's it. What matters is how you feel watching your squad play on a Saturday and rep your hood. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Oh!
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, since we have been running through some sound, I got another bit of it that I would like to play for you now in a game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Indianapolis Colts. Safety Minka Fitzpatrick of the Steelers took a shot on Adney Mitchell, the rookie out of Texas. Joe Flacco threw a deep sideline pass with a 1:32 left to go in the third quarter. Fitzpatrick was running towards Mitchell as the ball sailed out of bounds, and though he pulled up and did not lead with his head, he did collide with Mitchell. The flags came out. He was called for an unnecessary roughness penalty at that moment. There was it was a third down play, and an automatic first down was awarded to the Colts. The Colts, of course, with Joe freaking Flacco is back. Joe Flacco is back, oh baby. We're all Joe Flacco fans in this house.
Well, I want to know where the Pittsburgh defense is, because I mean, they got a quarterback. I don't know if you knew that. They have a quarterback and who played really, really well in that game and has played since really well since he's been a starter.
Played really well in that game, played good enough in the last two. Let's not sit here and pretend like he's changing the world at the QB spot.
So you're saying he progressed?
Is that for sure.
That's what you're saying? So
he said he would.
He was already good, and now he's even better?
Who's
on the bench?
He was good enough.
Who's on the bench?
And then he played
who's
good.
On the bench?
And injured Russell Wilson, who may be better.
I care more about this than I do the Bryce Young
thing. I know you do. I know you do. It's very obvious. Anyway, let me get to the Minka Fitzpatrick story. Fitzpatrick was not upset. He was talking to reporters in the post game, and he said this.
Yeah. Can't be violent. I mean, that's all supposed to be what the game's about, being violent.
Did you see the did you see the picture of the two Alabama players and their eye black? Have you seen it yet?
I have not.
So there's two Bama players. it's on my Twitter feed. It's worth a look. There were two Bama players in their eye black. And on the left was a Bama player that had a Bible verse across his eye black. And literally next to him was a teammate whose eye black said, "Kill everyone." Somebody put it up with a caption, "Inside you, there are two wolves." I'm like, yeah, that's the best tweet. That's the best tweet. Anyway, let's get back to Minka Fitzpatrick here. I got a couple of things. Number one, I've only seen the play one time, okay? The ball's uncatchable. But, and I've said this about officiating many times in the past. You got to keep in mind that a defensive player has to be looking at two things at once. He's got to be looking at where the ball is, and he's got to be looking at the player who is the intended receiver of said ball. But I am also going to say that the concept of not making contact with a defenseless receiver isn't that difficult to understand. Like, I know I'm a soft-ass millennial, Liberob strikes again, whatever. Not hitting a defenseless player, not a player in the act of making a catch, a defenseless player is not that hard. Pull up. Pull up. That ball's clearly OB. The ball is clearly uncatchable. And even if Mitchell goes up, it doesn't matter. You can't hit him in that spot, all right? Now, if it's a catchable ball, you're making the play on the ball. If you hit him before he's got hands on the ball, it's pass interference anyway. And if you hit him after he's got hands on the ball, then it's a broken up pass. You're good. You're clear, right? Like, I get what Minka Fitzpatrick is saying here, and I will absolutely and entirely acknowledge that there are aspects of the game that have changed that I don't like. As we pointed out, there was a call, and I don't remember, it was UCLA, I think, a week ago, not this past Saturday, but last Saturday, where the quarterback, there was a roughing the passer call on a quarterback who never threw the ball. Then it's not roughing the passer, you know, because of the whole him not passing thing. You have to passing to be a passer. He did not passing, therefore he was not a passer, therefore you cannot rough the passer. That's an element of the game that even I will acknowledge, I think needs to be course corrected. But like, this one was pretty obvious, man. Like, I get what you're saying, but this one's pretty obvious, Minka. Like, I'm down with what you're saying, but you can still hit a guy. You just got to make sure he's, capable of catching the ball. That's it. That's all. It's really not, like, it's not something that I'm going to be super crazy over. Hey. Speaking of quarterbacks, since we were there for just a minute, we're going to have, I am assuming, quite a bit of conversation about quite a number of quarterbacks over the next few days. I think I might have been wrong about Trevor Lawrence. I think he just might not be it at the NFL level.
What? No. Urban broke him?
Yeah.
You're not doing that thing? Because, you know.
Yeah, I would feel better about that.
All the praise that he got coming out of Clemson, which he did an amazing job
deserved.
At Clemson. He did, for sure. But I questioned even then. I didn't know how good of an NFL player he was going to be because I didn't know.
Yeah.
And we might know now.
I might have been incorrect. Trevor
Lawrence. Good hair, though.
I mean, great hair. Yeah. Great hair. Hair to be admired. I was watching Saints Falcons, and the Jags game against Houston was on the TV next to it. And so I was watching both at the same time. Dude was missing dudes. I mean, not like, oh, he's throwing into a tight window or, oh, you know, disguised coverage really got him there. Dude was just missing dudes. He had
a... So you didn't like bump the guy next to you and go, see, it's Urban's fault.
No, listen, I'm down 1,000,000,000% to blame Urban Meyer for the majority of the problems of the world. Like, I'm firmly convinced world hunger is Urban Meyer's fault, and I'm happy to go to war over that. And I absolutely do think that the development of Trevor Lawrence has been stunted to some degree. I am even willing to go so far as to say that maybe, as I believe has happened, for example, although he's doing his damnedest to prove me wrong, that maybe Sean Payton's a bit overrated as a head coach. Broncos did get a win yesterday, but also against what is turning out to be a very overrated football team.
Missed field goal.
Very overrated
football team. They lost because of a missed field goal. Anyway.
But still.
Oh, well, the Broncos won because of a missed
field goal. There is no need for you, the New York Jets, to be in a fight that comes down to a field goal with the Denver Broncos. It's just not, right? It's just not. Bo Nix ain't that good. He's fine. He's just not that good. But point here is, you're now a year and four games removed from Urban Meyer. And you're missing open dudes, right? Now, you know, with a guy like Bryce Young, again, I'm not only willing to say that I'm going to blame everything that's happening with BY on what happened last year on the team itself, on the coaches that are of a bygone era, et cetera, et cetera. BY has been in the NFL now for, was it 21 games? We got four this year and 17 last year. He's been in the NFL for 21 games. He's had three head coaches in 21 games. Three.
He didn't play that many games this year.
No, he's been in the NFL for the duration of 21 games. Okay, not that he's been in all of them, because he missed some last year, too. I'm saying his entire NFL career, development, sitting, and starting, 21 games in the NFL. I'm going to give him some time. TL16's been removed from Urban Meyer for dramatically longer than that, and he was just missing guys. Now, he also hit some guys. He's made some throws that you're like, bang, there it is. That's the guy. That's Sunshine. That's the guy. But, man, he had Brian Marshall running wide open in the corner of the end zone and just missed him. Had a couple of different spots that he just missed him. Press Taylor, the offensive coordinator, went under fire after the game. Doug Peterson said, quote, for what? I thought he called a great game. As coaches, we can't make the guys play, right? It's a two-way street. You guys can sit here and point the finger all you want, and that's it. Point it right at me. I can take it. Whatever you want to ask me, say whatever. Right, go ahead. Basically said, I can call all the right plays if they can't hit. And for the first time in a long time, I was like, yeah, I kind of get it. They were just missing dudes. I'm worried. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages. Robin, the great one, Alonzo, with you. Be a part of the show, 844. Nope, yep, 844. I got it right. It's been a minute. All right, leave me alone. 844, F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That's 844-326-3663. Text line's open, 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N, Fan, F-A-N. And because Alonzo is so excited about this, let me tell you about a new feature on the Odyssey app that just rolled out, and I'm very excited about it. If you have not put the Odyssey app on your phone, ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to convince you to do it. It's a brand new feature that just rolled out. Voice messaging straight through the Odyssey app. Here is how it works. I want you to go to your phone. I want you to download the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Once you do that, I want you to go find the Fan Upstate. It's very simple. You go to the search bar. You type in The Fan Upstate. It's going to take you to the station page.
Wow, that was very simple.
Very simple. How simple is it? Very simple. Go type in The Fan Upstate. Click the little heart icon. That's going to allow you to follow The Fan Upstate. Once you are following The Fan Upstate, go to The Fan Upstate's page on the Odyssey app. And what you're going to see is in the middle of the page, you're going to see two buttons. An orange button that says Listen Live. You can push that button at any time and listen live. 24/7, 365. It is just that simple. The Rob Brown Show from 6 to 10 every weekday. Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. There's a second little button there. It's a little circle button with a microphone logo on the inside of it. You click that microphone button and a little subsection is going to pull up. Once you do, it's going to have another little microphone button. You tap that button and you can record a 60-second voice message saying whatever you want to say. And I want you to know, you have the full permission of Rob Brown to say and record anything you want. I don't care. Okay? Now, you say some, you say something heinous, mean, evil, criminal. Yeah, you're probably going to catch the old block button. You say something inappropriate, dirty, hilarious. You're probably going to get the old thumbs up from Rob Brown.
Yeah, save that for the text line. Because that happens every day.
No, send it to the voice messages. All right? Go to the Odyssey app, follow the Fan Upstate, click on the microphone button, and then click on the little subsection that comes up. You can record a 60-second voice message. Once you are recording, done recording, push send, and it is going to send it directly to my computer. I can listen to it. I can respond to it. If you send it in real time, I will listen to it during the break to make sure it's radio friendly. And then, if we like it, we play it. And here's the fun part. You can send your voice message 24/7, 365. You can send it at 2:15 in the morning in the midst of your favorite liquor-induced bender. You can send it at 6:30 in the morning when I say something that you love or you hate. Anytime, any place, go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, click on the fan upstate, click on the microphone button, record your 60-second voice message, and send it to me. If you would like to say, Rob, I'm thinking about the New Orleans Saints, and you can send that. If you want to say, hey, Stanford, you can record that. You can record that. If you would like to say, you can record that. You can record that. Whatever you want to record. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put that app on your phone. Go to the fan upstate. Click on the microphone button. And once thou dost, you can record 60-second voice messages that will immediately be sent directly to my computer. And we can respond.
You know what you could also do? You could also push that button and say, hey, just want to thank you guys. I really enjoy listening to you every day. You can be, I know it sounds generic and things like that, but we would really enjoy hearing that.
Or you can say, which, yes.
That's what kids do. They play Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Yes, yes.
You can say whatever you want.
Adults play Xbox.
That's also true. You can say. Whatever you want, A-U-D-A-C-Y, put the app on your phone, go to the fan upstate, click on the microphone button, 60-second voice messages that come directly to me, send some hilarious ones so I can make Lonzo feel uncomfortable in the fortress of nerditude.
By the way, you know, all that aside, please try that today for us so we can see how it's working.
Do it right now.
Yeah.
If you already have the Odyssey app on your phone and you've already liked the fan upstate, do it right now. I got to see if it works. It
might be the only way you're listening right now. So.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's also true. The voice notes feature is available to you starting right now. 60-second voice notes, 24/7, 365. Send them. I can promise you one thing. I'll be listening to these things every day of my life. I expect them to be my lifeline from you people, all right? I'll be listening to them in the morning before the show. I'll be listening to them during the show. I'll be listening to them after the show. I'll be listening to them when I'm on my lunch break. I'll be listening to them at nighttime when I'm show prepping. And then when we go to bed and I wake up the next day, it might be the next best thing that I listen to again, all right? Odyssey, the fan upstate, leave voice messages for me that are... hilarious.
You're still doing the me thing. So I guess that's fine. If all of them are directed towards you, I won't feel nearly as uncomfortable.
Oh, you can send them to Lonzo too. I just
want you to send them to Cole. I mean, I don't
send them to Cole and Diesel.
Definitely send them to Cole
for sure. It's going to be hilarious.
You're not going to say anything Diesel hasn't heard before, but Cole, you might surprise him. He is younger. He's the youngest guy on the state.
That's also true.
You might say some things he goes, "Whoa, well, what is that?"
That's also true. All right, shoot it to us. The Odyssey app, search and like the fan upstate, and then leave us a voice message, and we will play some of them on the air. Send them to me in the middle. You can Shannon Sharpus if you want. I don't care. Have fun.
Did you really have to go back to that? Because I don't think that's necessary. Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Those, by the way, will not play on the air.
Who was it earlier? Somebody earlier said, it's my anniversary tonight. You're absolutely getting Shannon Sharpus.
Yes, I saw that. Yes, I did.
Love the listeners.
You know, dude, no, my concern is that's probably going to happen.
Okay, by me.
Yeah, I mean, if it does for you, good for you.
They'll get screened before they go on the air.
We don't want to hear it. Will they?
Yeah.
I think they deserve
it. Listen, I'm dumb, but I ain't dumb.
Hey,
all right.
Some things have slipped by before from you. Apparently, Wesley was a guilty party. I would like to also hear them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, you will.
I don't want to do
every morning.
I don't want to do the work that's required. But you know, if you find something that you like, you know.
We just got one from Michael. 6 seconds long.
Wow.
I'm not going to play it yet. I trust you, Michael. Not that much. All right.
Do you know which Michael it is?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Because there's a lot of Michaels.
I don't. Michael.
Our new head engineer.
We also got one from my mom. Not playing that one either.
Because it's overly nice and you don't like nice stuff because your mom would not be negative.
Or maybe she dropped up somewhere in there.
Nuh-uh. She would not do that.
She said, Rob, I want to talk about the Saints. It's my favorite clip. I love that. Braves Mets 1:10 this afternoon. Spencer Schwellenbach on the bump against Tyler McGill. Braves, it's very simple. You win one, you move on into the postseason. It all comes down to this. Here's the fun part. You lose both, you're out of the postseason entirely. Braves have to take one of the two. They're sending Schwellenbach out first. I actually like that. I think it's the right decision. There's somebody that texted the show earlier and said, Rob, why not send out Chris Sale, your best pitcher, and go ahead and make sure that you get the dub? And the answer is this. Because the wild card round starts tomorrow. That's why the playoffs, they're here. This is a playoff series. This is a two-game playoff
play-in
series.
Play-in tournament for the NCAA and or some other things. You know what? I'm trying to figure out how to root here. Because in the end, I just don't want you to be right. So I wish, but if the Braves win the whole thing, you're going to be extremely happy. So I don't know. I mean, do I want a happy Rob or do we want well, you're going to be happy if they don't because you're going to be able to say, see, I told you. But if they do, I want them to win the whole thing. That's it. I'm rooting for the Braves. I want them to win the whole thing. So even though you're happy, you have to say that you were wrong at the same time.
Oh, and I absolutely will. I'm telling you right now. The Bravos, should they win either game today, they're in. If they win the first game, then they are in as the second of three wildcard squads. If they lose the first game, they must win the second game. If they lose both games, they are out. If they win the first game, they are in. And here's why I like going Spencer Schwellenbach in game one. If Schwellenbach goes game one and the Braves bats are alive early and they win game one, you immediately yank Chris Sale from game two and you have him for tomorrow. Or Wednesday, whenever you play. If you don't do that, Chris Sale's got to go in game two. If he's got to go in game two, it means at that point that you don't have him for the first game of the wild card round. And if you don't have Chris Sale, you're definitely losing the wild card round. There's a chance that Atlanta finds their way out of the wild card round. It 100% depends on if the bats get hot or not. And, you know, you're going to get Milwaukee or San Diego. Frankly, I'd rather have Milwaukee, even though it's just me, because I think San Diego's scary as hell in the postseason. But, hey, man. Look, it comes down to this. Win one, you're in. Spencer Schwellenbach, go get that dub so you can save Chris Sale. If not, Chris Sale, need you to be a miracle worker so the Braves can get in. It really is that simple.
So you want them? You would rather be wrong. You want them in.
I don't know, dude. Like, on one hand, I do because, hey, you can't win if you don't play the game, and postseason baseball is weird. There's been a lot of bad teams that go on deep runs, a lot of unexpected teams like the Diamondbacks last year that go on deep runs. On the flip side, I'm like, why burn up everything, right? Like, why risk a bunch of injuries in a World Series run that we can't win because they're just too banged up?
I'm rooting for him because I want him to win just so you'll be wrong. All right, the first thing is X-ing is Kris Kristofferson.
Absolute legend of song and screen, Kris Kristofferson passing away yesterday at, oh gosh, how old was Kris Kristofferson?
88.
88 years of age, absolutely legendary player. Me and Bobby McGee for the good time, Sunday morning coming down, helping through the night.
Don't forget, pretty good actor.
Blade!
Loved him in Blade.
Blade!
Yes.
So good in Blade. And also the OG A Star Is Born, which I went back and watched when the new one, well, new one, newish, later one with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga came out, which is also very, very good.
I think the Kris Kristofferson one was actually a remake also. I think there was an older one.
Okay,
But I'm not sure. But that's the one I watched, that one.
Rep. Love Kris Kristofferson.
Wasn't he in the movie Convoy too? For some reason, I think he was. But he was in a bunch of stuff, especially back in the 70s.
Yeah, for sure.
He passed away.
Well, let's see. He was in Pat Garrett and the Billy the Kid, Cisco Pike with Gene Hackman, Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia, and Convoy, Michael Ritchie, Semi-Tough in 1977. Semi-Tough was
good. Football movie.
That is correct. Yeah. With Burt Reynolds in that one, former Florida State University legend. He was in Scorsese's Alice Don't Live Here Anymore in 74, Vigilante Force in 76. Let's see. The Sailor Who Fell from Grace with the Sea alongside, and then A Star is Born in 76 with Barbara Streisand, for which she received a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor.
All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Starfield.
I do not know why Starfield is X-ing.
For a very exciting but disappointing thing, I've been waiting for months, and so have a lot of people, for the expansion to happen, yep. Which happens today, but guess what I can't do?
Play Starfield.
I can't play because I...
anything else.
Yeah, I haven't really played a video game in like 4 days or something like that. I'm good.
You know, if I go home and my power's on, I may just go buy an Xbox today. Honestly, like, I'm just going to be like, you know what? Screw it. I haven't done it in 4 days. I've clearly saved up the money for it at this point.
Let's binge this thing. Yeah. Why not? All right. The next thing that's X-ing is Rushy Rice.
Torn ACL. Is that confirmed at this point? Have we gotten an update?
I don't want to see.
I saw earlier. I believe it was a torn ACL. He went down after taking a shot from one of his own players yesterday.
Patty Mahomes was trying to make a tackle in his... His shoulder kind of went into his leg. It was ugly.
It did not go well. He was carted off the field. Andy Reid was caught was saying afterwards that, quote, it's not good. It's pretty gnarly. So Rashee Rice being out will be a major blow to that offense. I know Zoe is very confident that someone else will just step in and fill that role, but as I've said to you many, many times, the reason next man up is a philosophy is because somebody's better than somebody else, and you take a step back from a starter. I don't care how good your backup is.
It doesn't work that way in Kansas City, but I agree with you everywhere else. The next thing that's X-ing, speaking of a player going somewhere else, is Derrick Henry.
You know, when Derrick Henry went to the Baltimore Ravens, I said something to you all. I said Derrick Henry is going to be a monster in Baltimore. And then he had a couple slow starts, but I also said something else. I said he's going to be a monster, but wait. It's going to take him. He's like a tank. Takes a little while to get the traction. Takes a little while to get that diesel engine going. But when Derrick Henry gets going, Derrick Henry shan't be stopped. Last night, Derrick Henry had both his first passing or receiving touchdown since, what, 2019? And also... the longest touchdown run in Ravens history. I don't know if you know this. They've had some very good running backs there in Baltimore, Maryland. Derrick Henry now has the longest rushing touchdown of anybody. He got that diesel engine going, and Derrick Henry, the king, is back. You're welcome, everyone who drafted him in fantasy football, because you listen to Rob Brown, because this is, and I can say this for a fact, true. I know ball. I'm so glad to be back, you guys. I miss you so much. Tomorrow, we hit the ground running once again. The great Malonzo. I'm Rob Brown. Have a lovely rest of your day. Thanks for being here. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.